You're listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Intercoastal Podcast. I'm Daquan Mickens, and for today's episode, we'll be talking with Rob Wells, the teammate of mine at the Visit Beaufort, Port Royal, and Sea Island CPB. And we'll be talking about the sports scene today. How are you doing today, Rob?
I'm doing great, man. Doing great. It's one of my topics. One of my favorite topics to talk about is and discuss of sports. And, you know, anytime I get an opportunity to participate in sports or play a little activity, it makes me feel, you know, more connected with the area for sure.
I agree. Sports is what me and you talk about most is sports. So we do sports really well, and Beaufort does as well. So what would you say was the most popular sports scene here in Beaufort?
Well, that's a good question, man. There's a land division, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's a water division.
Yeah.
So if I was tackling the water division, it's definitely going to be fishing, obviously. Mm-hmm. And I think there's so many areas to fish here in the area, and you can fish year round. The water temperatures are good. The temperature, the climate makes for it. Different seasons are fun to catch fish and those things. On land, you know, I think from some of our world-renowned golf courses that are in the area, even stuff that, you know, like pickleball.
Yeah.
Like, Lord mercy, everybody and their brother plays pickleball nowadays, and there's courts popping up and community sites and parks and, you know. So it makes the technique. So fishing on the water, I have to say they're golf or pickleball, and it's kind of, you know, up in the air, although there's a tennis contingent that would say, but if I got to pick, I'm going to probably play golf.
Yeah, I would agree. So we're naming things I need to work at.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah.
I'm not the best golfer, and when I get out on the water and fish, I'm not the best fisher as well.
It's all about the activity, it's participating, right?
I mean, yeah.
You know, for me, golf is more of a, you know, once in a blue moon, but that, I've got, you know, friends that, you know, play every weekend or every other weekend, and mm-hmm. and they like the variety of courses to choose from here.
Yeah.
And so do our people to visit.
Yeah.
You know, shoot, I think people make their retirement plans around some of the golf courses that we have here, and the waterway sure do not hurt in the decision-making process, right?
Yeah.
You know, I had someone tell me not too long ago that they were pleasantly surprised with the amount of sporting opportunities that were in the area. They mm-hmm. weren't quite sure. They participate in skeet and some of these other, you know, clay and clay shooting and mm-hmm. Fishing and, of course, where to fish and it, just having a great conversation around. But they thought it was an interesting surprise about just, you know, some of the other activities. They were surprised by Burnwell Park and some of the pickleball courts that are spread out throughout the community.
Yeah, I would agree. There's a lot here in Beaufort for you to do. Like when I talk to people about the golfing scene here, they're like, oh man, I didn't realize the golf courses here were so, you know, beautiful and with the water right there. And I've been lucky enough to take the tours out to multiple golf mm-hmm. courses in the area. And for me to not be a golfer and still be, you know, amazed by some of these golf courses, it really speaks to how these golf courses are set up. They're PGA. Some of them are PGA official and mm-hmm. they're really good locations. They're golfer's delight.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
the best way to put it.
Oh, yeah. You know, if we're diving into golf right now, you know, which is, you know, I can't rank them, mm-hmm. but, you know, when you start talking about Ocean Point out at Fripp Island, overlooking the water, coming in, the waves breaking, it's an awesome
it is.
View.
Yeah.
It's a fun course to play. If you're really good at golf or just, you know, moderately good, it's a fun shooter's course.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a duffer like myself, still at least you got the aesthetics of the course.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. You know, Dalto has great courses as well. Their two courses have been used from collegiate golf tournaments to, you know, junior amateurs to just, you know, locals having a good time. Then you go, you know, Parris Island.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Legends at Parris Island is a tremendous course, kind of a links style course. You'll be able to get to play that routinely, love it.
Yeah.
And it has some forgiveness to it, but also some challenge. And I think people are going to find that flexibility. So right off the top, you've got five great courses right there between three communities. And you talked about Royal Pines and you know, some of the other ones.
Yeah, I would agree. So talk about the Beaufort Area Sports Council and what it does for the community here in Beaufort.
Well, you know, we're just sitting there talking about golf. That's a great opportunity to talk about what got us started there. The Beaufort Area Sports Council wanted to take some of the outdoor sporting activities or just sporting activities in the community and be able to use those to you know, diversify how people come to the area.
Mm-hmm.
What we heard was from so many of our family members locally that their kids are playing travel baseball or travel soccer or golf or whatever, and they're having to go to other communities to participate. So why can't we have that here in Buford? And so we started having some conversations, and sometime around 2019, we started formally recognizing the Sports Council as a way for us to go out and recruit sport activities in the market. And so we service by two things. One, we take current sporting activities or events and enhance them, recruit from a farther distance to have people from whether it be all over the state or all over the southeast come and participate in those events,
mm-hmm.
Much like our river swim, or recruiting that event to the area where we're trying to bring in a collegiate golf tournament.
Yeah.
And we've hosted over the last several years the Colonial Athletic Association's golf tournament in partnership with Daltaw, or the South Carolina Junior Amateurs, whether it's at Fripp Island or Daltaw's, working with those groups to come in, or pickleball tournaments or tennis tournaments, whoever we're working with. So that's our formula. That's our format for what we do. And while the Sports Council is there, we primarily work on housing, like working with the events to help with their hotels and their, their itineraries, if you mm-hmm. will. But also working with the, setting those contracts in place and then promoting those locally to the group. Different than doing youth sports leagues. We're not in the nitty gritty of doing like the local Beaufort County baseball league or something like that. But we do work with those facilities
mm-hmm.
to recruit tournaments to the area. So that's kind of where the Sports Council comes in and meets the local community.
Yeah, I would agree with that. On my end of the Sports Council, I handle some of the sales management of that and, facilitating the RFPs to those looking to bring sports to the area. They see Buford as a hub of, mm-hmm. they have so many opportunities here for Buford, whether it's, outdoor, like we said, fishing, golf, everybody travels all over the state, all over the country, and they're looking to bring they're trying to mix it up and bring different opportunities to the area. So that's, what I handle as far as reaching out to those people and seeing what they're looking to do. And for them, they love Buford. Mm-hmm. They see Buford as a beautiful location. They're like, oh, Buford would be a perfect spot. We can plan our vacation to Buford because we already have to go to Buford anyway for this sporting event. So they're looking at a two for one. Versus when my parents have to take my brother to other locations and they're like, well, there's nothing to do outside of the area where we're hosting the event. It's just the event and then we go home. Buford's not like other destinations that offer that same vacation mixed with the sport.
100% agree. And not just because we sell Buford on a daily basis. And for the listeners, don't let Daquan fool you. His recruitment of those sporting activities to the area is based on twofold. One, because we have we have those facilities to do it, but two, because it's a great vacation spot.
Yes.
And people want to be here. They're surprised. We were meeting, we met with a tournament planner a few weeks ago. They were caught off guard with just how easily manageable and navigable the waterways are mm-hmm. for their event. We're talking about basing it out of Port Royal, right here in Northern Beaufort County, and they were just shocked. And they don't think about it, mm-hmm. when it comes into it. So that's part of what the sales of the Sports Council does is presenting an opportunity to host their sporting activity here in the Lowcountry. Most people are familiar with Charleston and Hilton Head and know what they have to offer. They are pleasantly surprised, and they are very surprised with the turnout. We've had several tournaments that have had their highest record attendees because of the location, and it goes back to that. We know that we can deliver a good event, and so that's what we work on, and you know that, being on the forefront of that.
I was going to say, to the listeners, it sounds like we're selling Buford, but the best way to tell the story of Buford, and especially sports, is with stories. You hear the stories from people coming to the area, and word of mouth is the best way. And I had a colleague in the industry come to the area for her son's baseball tournament, and she had never been to Buford. And then she came to Buford. She asked me where to stay. She asked me, what to do. And even to this day, she tells me, like, oh, I'm in love with Buford. Buford's one of the best spots in the area. And it came about because of baseball, her son playing travel baseball. So just that opportunity to not even have to pitch the idea of Buford to someone who was coming to the area is a blessing.
No, that's cool. I mean, when we've had a couple, you know, the collegiate tournaments. They're very familiar with some of the larger, you know, destinations and locations that go. But they love the hospitality that comes with the local, you know, the kind of that the local scene here in Buford and Port Royal. And, you know, we will facilitate leads through the Sports Council. We will work with those teams. Even if people are hosting local events and want to make it a little bit more broader, we help with them. We have a pickleball group that's trying to do that as well. And then it comes to running events. So listen, you know, Buford is a marathon certified, Olympic certified course.
Yeah.
It's fast and flat, and people love to run here.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, yes, it was the scene for Forrest Gump's run across the Mississippi. It's here, the bridge here in Buford. But there's a nostalgia to running that same course that Forrest Gump ran here in Buford, and people love it. You know, I'm not a runner myself, but man, what a great backdrop to catch some miles in, right?
It's I would agree. Definitely. Running in Buford, you can't go anywhere without seeing a runner every single day.
It's definitely a thing.
So I see a runner every day, and I'm like, man, it must be good to be able to get out, get a good sweat in, and then be able to look out on the water while you're just taking a breath and being like, oh, let me catch my breath. And then you see a wonderful location. So Buford hosts a lot of different run meets, 5Ks, 10Ks, different opportunities to get out and see the area. And it's a great location. But talking about meets and runs, would you say how many tournaments does Buford typically hold and involve different variety of sports?
As far as number of tournaments that we have in the year, you know, that ranges from year to year, but it's not unheard of for us to host in excess of 20, 25 tournaments a year, whether they're ranging from pickleball to golf to tennis. You know, we've gone out there and watched, you know, softball tournaments out at, you know, some of our local fields here and listen to the families talk about the time at the beach.
Yeah.
You know, you have, you know, 5Ks and 10Ks, and, you know, we had the ultra marathon events that we've seen happen. And then there's, you know, while we don't have the cool Spartan runs, we do have some variety of that, you know, mutters and stuff like that. So those are fun. But most festivals incorporate some sort of sporting activity, local fishing tournaments that draw regional access, you know, water festivals. So here you have water festival, but they have sporting events, you know, throughout the year, you know, croquet tournaments, badminton tournaments, and then they have their own fishing and running events that are associated with it. So when you count that, we have a ton of outdoor activities. And I will say this, when it comes to sporting activities, our best sporting activities are done outdoors because that's where people want to be. And if I was going to do a sporting activity in Buford, it's going to be an outdoor activity because it's a beautiful landscape and the weather is going to be, you know, perfect to host your event.
Yeah, I would agree with that. So what would you say is some of the best facilities here in Buford as far as, you know, we say outdoor? What's the first place you think of if I wanted to come to Buford and host a tournament, whether it be baseball, outdoor, anything?
Right. What I would, you know, with the facilities, like if it's going to be your baseball, softball, potentially soccer, lacrosse, whatever, you got to look at Burton Wells Park, you know, up to 6 baseball fields, softball fields, mixed use, multiple rectangle fields for those type of things. Great parking, pretty much close proximity to all the other leisure activities here in the area. And probably some of the best feedback that we receive from families when they come is that the facilities are great and they're in close proximity to where they're staying at night. When it comes to golf, I've mentioned the 5 courses that host tournaments. You know, those courses work very well. You know, they're within driving distance. When it comes to fishing tournaments or on the water sports, Buford Sailing Club, Yacht and Sailing Club are a great host. The Sands and Port Royal is a great launch place for those things, and have pretty good place in viewing from the boardwalk for weigh-ins and stuff of that nature. But that's where the Sports Council comes in. You know, they as a group have access and relationships with the facility managers and those people to help put those events in. If you're looking to travel here, or at least host an event, or at least, you know, see if Buford wants to be a place to maybe put your event. You know, that's the Sports Council, the place to start. They, you know, and they'll facilitate and navigate those waters for you in handling those events.
Yeah, I would agree with that, Rob. I think that's why I like the Sports Council, because everybody you know, on the sports council has some type of sports background, sports relationship, and they know the area really well. And what way, better way to incorporate Buford and sports than the people who know the area best and know the sporting landscape best?
Totally agree.
This has been a fun episode, Rob. Thanks for coming back to the show. It's always good to have you.
I love being on here. Thank you very much for having me.
And it was great to talk sports and talking sporting in Buford. Now, before we wrap up, here is some information about the upcoming holidays for the month of June. If you are looking for something for Father's Day, the Buford shops have you covered. They have something unique for everybody, including a day of golfing, fishing gear, and much more. The day after that is Juneteenth. Buford has great opportunities to get out and experience Buford's African American heritage. Some of the places you can go and experience some of this heritage is the Penn Center, the Gullah Geechee History Museum, the Gullah Geechee Corridor, and the Reconstruction Era National Historic Park. You can also go to our website at buefordsc.org/events for more information on the upcoming events happening in our area. Thank you all for listening to the Intercoastal Podcast. You can follow us on social media at @visit_buefordsc on Instagram or at @buefordsc on Facebook. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a review. We'll talk to you all next time. This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, hosted by Daquan Mickens and the team at Visit Buford Port Royal in the Sea Islands, produced by Relic.